Vandaag laat ik je kennis maken met Chris Bowers, een Amerikaanse Emmy en Grammy genomineerde componist. Je kunt Bowers kennen van Netflix-shows Dear White People en When They See Us, maar ook van de Oscar-winnende film Green Book. Zijn ouders waren beide geen muzikanten en vonden dat het goed was voor Chris om muziek te leren. Al voor hij werd geboren hadden ze dus besloten dat hij muziekles zou krijgen. Of hij nou wat mee zou doen later of niet, het was in ieder geval goed voor zijn ontwikkeling en dus kreeg hij vanaf zijn vierde pianoles. Zijn vader werkte in de tv-wereld als schrijver voor shows als What's Happening en Keenan en Kel. Door deze connectie viel hij al vroeg voor de filmmuziek en vertelde hij zijn ouders, dit is wat ik zal gaan doen. Hij ging naar het conservatorium om jazzpiano te leren spelen en later de overgang naar filmmuziek te maken. Maar wat trok hem nou zozeer in die filmmuziek?
I think that, honestly, piano for me was really first and foremost about expressing how I felt. I think that's also why jazz was such a turning point for me, because I started with classical music, but getting me to practice was a bit difficult for my parents. And so I started to take jazz lessons. And I think being able to improvise, being able to express myself, getting my ear to be a bit better, so now I'm learning pieces off of the radio, it really helped me link my musicality to my feeling, to my emotion. And I think that's something that I immediately recognized with film music, is that I could listen to these scores outside of the context of the film and still feel something. Like, there were so many times where I could remember being in my backyard listening to the score from Indiana Jones or to Jurassic Park and feeling like I was still in that movie. For me, with piano, anytime that I felt an emotion that I couldn't really express, I would just sit at the piano and play for a while and kind of work through those feelings. And so I started to realize, oh, that must be why I love film music so much, and why it's something that I want to do is something that is really what connected me to music in the first place.
De eerste kennismaking voor velen met Chris Bowers was toen hij de muziek schreef voor de Netflix-serie Dear White People, waarmee Bowers zijn jazz-achtergrond kon aanspreken, maar ook zijn liefde voor de klassieke filmscores.
At the time, I had already been up for a handful of TV shows that I just wasn't getting because I didn't have the resume to back it up. And this show, they asked me to submit a demo, and they sent a Spotify playlist of like 100 songs that range from Daft Punk to Sonny Rollins to Ravel. And they gave me the show Bible and they asked me to write a piece of music inspired by that. And so I wrote this piece of music that fused all of those things together. And that was the thing that I think gave the show's creator the confidence to know that I could handle how he wanted to score the project. That first cue that I wrote as my demo was more of a fusion. Like, it had 808s in there and jazz elements, but then there was also this fugue that was happening underneath that. So all these different layers that were happening at the same time. And he kind of explained to me on the first meeting that he wanted each style of music to be as pure as possible. So traditional classical music or traditional jazz music, which is not what I did in that demo, but that demo made him feel confident that I at least had an understanding of both worlds.
De grote doorbraak voor Bowers was Green Book, de film waarin Mahershala Ali jazzpianist John Shirley speelt en moest leren om piano te spelen voor de rol. Iets wat hij uiteindelijk leerde van Chris Bowers. Een echte uitdaging voor Bowers die vanaf het begin bij het project betrokken was.
Yeah, you know, first having to learn all the Don Shirley music, and they actually entrusted me to look at which songs I wanted to pick. You know, and they had their suggestions as well, and Mahershala listened to his whole catalog and had his suggestions as well. And then from there, this was maybe 3 months before they started shooting, I had to learn all of that stuff, transcribe it, and then re-record it, and then write it out so that we could spend time teaching Mahershala. And in those 3 months, I also gave Mahershala piano lessons, and then we shot after that. What's really cool about it is how amazing he was. I just immediately had so much respect for him to learn an instrument and look like you are a master at it. The first lesson we had, it was only supposed to be an hour. It lasted 3 hours. And he mainly played a C major scale for 3 hours. And he just was a machine. He just would keep doing it until he like ingrained it in himself. And after the first month, we were already looking at some of the simple melodies that he could catch and talking more about trying to focus on the choreography of it all for him to understand where his hands should be on the piano at certain spots. And I recorded myself playing and sent him videos. Or when we were on set, I would go to his dressing room and set up a keyboard and play in front of him over and over again so he could just watch me and internalize it.
Het moment dat Green Book de Oscar voor Best Picture kreeg was een eervol moment voor Bowers, die ook op het podium werd geroepen als onderdeel van het team.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, you know, to be honest, the whole reason why I got involved in that project, beyond being a fan of everybody involved, but I think one of the bigger reasons for me as an artist was wanting to represent this man's music.
Chris Bowers is momenteel druk bezig met de muziek voor de tweede Space Jam, King Richard en Good Joe Bell. En onlangs bracht hij het album uit met de muziek van de serie Mrs. America.